House Democrats have decided to move ahead with the impeachment inquiry of President Trump, and Arizona Congressman Ruben Gallego has been one of the most passionate critics of the administration. He's also expressed frustration at the continuing efforts to tear apart the Affordable Care Act, and he's concerned about the outcome of a case before the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals based in New Orleans. Congressman Gallego is with me to talk about those and other issues. Congressman, first, how huge will the Fifth Circuit's decision be? And how confusing could all of this get with different judicial rulings in different parts of the country and eventually by the Supreme Court?
Well, look, actually, that's the problem. There is no strategy from the White House, and there's multiple suits going on. But the one that's working its way through the Fifth Circuit Court will obviously be appealed at some point, and then will get appealed to the Supreme Court, which, at this point, we couldn't guess where it would go, but I would guess it would go against the ACA. At the same time, the president and the White House are not even defending the ACA like most, I think, previous administrations would have done, and again, aren't even offering any type of alternative plan. So the Fifth Circuit could basically wipe out ACA protections and basically halt the Affordable Health Care Act, as we know, with all the protections as well as subsidies. And the White House does not have anything to prepare Americans for. There's no fallback plan. And again, this is a very blunt hostage taking, I think they're doing, that's not going to work out. And the only people that could end up being hurt because of their politics are everyday Arizonans.
Well, and you know from having run for re-election, and you know how important this issue is generally, the question has to be asked, if we were in a different political environment, and maybe this environment hasn't existed for a really long time, are there tweaks or changes you would be okay with the ACA if you felt like both sides were coming at it from a fair point of view? And I don't mean the Trump administration, I mean those in Congress.
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think there's some great things that we could do, and we have actually done to tweak the ACA. For example, we've frozen the Cadillac tax on, the generous insurance plans that private companies as well as unions have. We've frozen the medical instrument tax, which I think has some severe effects on a lot of Arizona companies. I think we can enhance it by giving ACA more negotiation power over competitive drugs and pharmaceuticals. I think there's other ways we can also be helpful. For example, for some of these areas that don't have an ACA plan, some of these counties, we allow them to buy into the government federal employee health plans, something that I think would be very helpful to some of these places that don't have access to subsidized affordable health care plans through the ACA.
A couple of other questions related to President Trump and not related to the ACA specifically. You have been an outspoken critic of his since very early on, almost since day one, perhaps even before that. And now, of course, we have the impeachment inquiry. Is there a political risk for Democrats here? And even if there was, is this something that has to go forward based on the needs of the country, in your opinion?
Well, let's remember that this is not something that we asked for. Trump created this scenario. I mean, he, in my opinion, even though I believe he had done a lot of illegal acts, and Mueller had clearly said that if he wasn't president, he would be indicted, but only Congress has the right to go after the president. The next day after that testimony, he's already calling the president of Ukraine and trying to extort him. And in his own release of the memo transcript, he is perfectly describing two things, abuse of power and extortion, two things that are high crimes and misdemeanors. I believe that this is a fairly open and shut case. He asked Ukraine and China to investigate his political opponents, also illegal. So, this is it's time for us to move. And I think, is there political danger? I don't believe there's political danger. I think this president has self-impeached himself. I think Americans are seeing it every day. I think they want to see the rule of law applied to this lawbreaker. And I think we will have at least politically neutral results from that. Those that are always going to support this president will always support this president. I think there's a lot of independents and moderate Republicans, though, that do want to see some accountability here. But yes, at the end of the day, the most important thing is that us as members of Congress have to abide by the Constitution and protect the rule of law. And if that does mean we end up losing seats, then it's just the risk that we have to take. We're here to protect the long-term stability and future of this country, not the short-term gains of the Democratic political party.
Because you mentioned independence, I want to ask you this. You are obviously a very passionate Democrat. You're very passionate Democratic supporters. But if you were to talk to an independent who is very much on the fence about impeachment or the impeachment inquiry, is there something you could say to someone like that who, knowing they don't have quite the passion that you do, and may not know exactly which way they're leaning. Is there a particular argument at its core that you would make to that particular person?
Well, to that particular person, I'm asking them to look at their patriotism, not their party, whether it's Democrat, Republican, or Independent, and look at what is the standard that we are setting for the future of this country if we allow presidents to basically extort other countries for personal gain. This may be right now President Trump trying to get some personal political favors from all these other countries, but what happens when it's the next president is trying to extort other countries by soliciting bribes, by asking other countries to politically take out opponents or physically actually take out opponents? There's this a very slippery slope that we can't actually just allow it to go unfixed. And what we're doing as Congress is we're going to create an impeachment inquiry. We're going to draw out all the information. I think we're already there. The president has already self-impeached himself a couple times. And I think we're going to vote for impeachment. And then it's up to the Senate to actually prosecute this. If the Senate does not want to prosecute this, then I think the voters will have to decide. But we're going to give the information that I think is necessary for everyone to make that determination. But the last thing we can do is allow any president, any executive branch to act in this manner without any repercussions, whether they're Democrats, Republicans, or in the future, Independents.
So October 15th is the next Democratic presidential debate. I understand you're supporting Senator Harris. At this point, are there certain things you want to see on that debate stage when it comes to the issues of President Trump or other things? What do you want to hear on that stage that maybe you haven't heard yet or you want to hear more of?
Well, number one, I want to hear less people. We need to narrow this field. This is getting ridiculous. A 12-person debate is just, not conducive, I think, for the Democratic Party. So they should be narrowed down to the top six at a minimum. Number two, I think we've killed to death the conversation about healthcare and what the Democrats are going to do. I think we need to start moving on and forward and seeing, and I want to hear from the candidates who's best to actually beat Donald Trump, who actually has an alternative idea. I think there needs to be more conversation on foreign policy and the use of military force. I think there needs to be more conversations when it comes to the economics of this country and how we're going to improve the economic standing of everyday Americans. I do think there needs to be further conversation on climate change, something that's very important, especially here to Arizonans, because we're going to be the first ones. Well, we already are saying this, the first ones to be affected by climate change.
All right, that is Congressman Ruben Gallego. He represents Arizona's 7th District. Congressman, thanks for the conversation today.
Thank you for your time.